This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
COVID recovery was front and center yesterday for as Governor Polis remotely gave his State of the State address to the Pikes Peak region. Governor Polis expressed optimism that better days are ahead for Colorado's economy. He said that it's largely because we'll see fewer and fewer COVID-related restrictions by late spring or early summer. Polis also touched on new initiatives that will help reduce costs for businesses and families, including the elimination of the business personal property tax, and an expansion of the state child care credit to $600 per child. As for the Pikes Peak region, he says it's time to think about transportation issues.
Colorado Springs was recently named the most desirable city to live in America by U.S. News and World Report. And I think that secret is out. And that leads to an even bigger backlog of transportation projects. And obviously, it's our very success that threatens our quality of life.
Polis says that it is critical that Colorado find a way to modernize the way road projects are funded. He's proposing major transportation package, which would include new funding streams this year rather than relying on revenue from the state's gas tax. Visit Colorado Springs also optimistic the economy will come back strong this year.
And as vaccinations throughout the country begin to increase, we will see more visitors feeling comfortable to travel.
Doug Price, CEO of Visit Colorado Springs, says that the city's recovery should go quicker than other places due to its diverse offerings of entertainment options. If you've missed going to concerts this past year, KRDO's Mia Villanueva reporting you may be able to enjoy a show sooner than you think.
Now, if our county makes it to level blue or green on the COVID dial, they may be able to up their event capacities by as soon as April. Now, as of now, El Paso County is still at level yellow on the COVID dial, but if we are able to make it to level blue or green by April, hotels and event venues will be able to increase their capacity to about 50% with social distancing still required. Now, state health officials say capacity limits will be up each month by 5 to 10% if cases continue to decline, which means by May, event capacities could be all the way up to 60%. By July, it could be up to 80%, and venues may even get to reevaluate their social distancing requirements altogether.
The woman accused of killing her stepson at a home in El Paso County is headed back to court today. Letitia Stelk will have an advisement hearing at 11:30 this morning because she's reportedly unhappy with the lawyers representing her. The hearing is known as an Argüello advisement and is done in cases where the defendant is thinking about representing themselves at trial. Stelk is accused of murdering her 11-year-old stepson, Gannon, last year. Testimony continues today in the Dante Lucas trial with jurors yesterday hearing a police interview from February of 2013, right after Kelsey Schelling went missing. During that interview, Lucas said he and Schelling were, quote, very close, but not in a relationship. The court then also heard testimony from Jessica Reeves, a woman Lucas was sending flirty text messages to just days after Schelling's disappearance. Reeves went on to say she stopped talking to Lucas when she found out he might be involved in Schelling's disappearance. Jurors could hear from Kelsey's mother, Laura Saxton, today.
And a bill gaining traction in the state legislature would create charges for any gun owner who doesn't lock up their guns in their own home. Representative Kyle McCullough sponsored the bill, saying that it was written after a study by Children's Hospital of Colorado found that there was an average of one shooting-related injury to kids every day and one death every week.
I own a firearm. I'm a hunter. I believe in the right to protect your family and your house. But I also think that with owning a firearm comes a great responsibility.
Similar legislation was introduced last year but did not advance. Public comment on the bill scheduled for Monday.
Mainly sunny skies, cool and breezy for your Friday afternoon. Look for those northwesterly winds 10 to 15, gusting at times to 35 miles an hour. High temperatures today in the low 40s for Colorado Springs, upper 40s and low 50s out across the plains as we head overnight. Clear and cold, morning starts in the low 20s, and then sunny to partly cloudy skies for your Saturday afternoon with a high of 45 degrees in Colorado Springs, 51 for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.